Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 20th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, it's our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand against revolution. Revolutions, historically, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of people think they sound sexy, they sound awesome, they sound wonderful, you're just going to fix America by a revolution, but you're wrong. I'm telling you, go study history, revolutions rarely turn out well. But a restoration, on the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, sounds peaceful. A restoration sounds like if Americans get involved and jealously guard their liberties, they will have success. The founders wisely put in place checks and balances in the system to make sure we could do that if enough of us got involved. Problem is, you can't have one or two folks wringing their hands. You got to have enough Americans to make a difference. But whenever Americans get involved, one becomes two, two becomes the few becomes many, and before you know it, voila, America on the rebound. Good things are happening when Americans get involved. That's without a doubt. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. Thepowermall.com. And by the way, yesterday's broadcast is very interesting. We covered a ton of news. It was just Sam and Kurt, both hours, same today, no guests. Your calls welcome at 866-986-NEWS, 866-986-6397. We talked about the wrong way to fix failing government schools. They want to put government boarding schools in place, and that would replace parents with the state, and that just moves us closer and closer to the Communist Manifesto rather than the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Keep your eye on the ball, ladies and gentlemen. We also talked about a mobile phone was left in a patient following a C-section. She got ready to leave the hospital, and that dude started vibrations. Yeah, I guess the phone rang or something, or a text came in. I don't know. Anyway, they had to go ahead and do an X-ray and get that phone out. They said that happens in surgery more often than would like. We also talked about the horrible, ironic tragedy. Planned Parenthood sends Mother's Day cards. According to Planned Parenthood's latest annual report, the organization performed, listen up, 327,353. Wow. Abortion procedures in 2013 alone. A third of a million, over a quarter million babies murdered. 41% of Planned Parenthood's revenue comes from government services, grants, all kinds of stuff. Did you hear me? 41% of Planned Parenthood's murder plan funding comes from we the people, the taxpayers. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Republicans can get anything done, it should be a rejection of Planned Parenthood's pro-death agenda. Wow. $528 million. That's the year ending in June 2014. Let me say it again. $528 million paid by the taxpayers to murder over a third of a million babies. And that's while the Republicans have control of virtually everything, huh? At least the purse strings. Senator Rand Paul does not commit to the Patriot Act filibuster. Is he going to filibuster? Time will tell. He's been begging everybody for money so that he can filibuster. Now he's not quite so sure, won't commit. Rand Paul also announced that he would not. I'm going to say it again. Rand Paul announced that he would not eliminate the National Security Agency if he were elected president. He would not get rid of the NSA. I was thinking about voting for Rand Paul. Now can't do it. He won't even get rid of the NSA. What would he do in office? Talk? Now you say, well, Sam, he's got to talk to the moderate base to get elected. Sam, he might bust out and get it done if he got elected. I understand, but are we going to stand on principle or what are we going to do? Cater to the media establishment? So if he doesn't get rid of the NSA, will he get rid of the IRS? He hasn't committed to that either. Rand Paul isn't committing to near what his father did. His father was ready to get rid of five programs coming out of the gate. I don't know of a single program that Rand Paul has committed to get rid of. Do you? Ben Carson also in the news. His fundraising numbers more than $5.2 million. That's since early March alone. Yeah, they say he'll be doing pretty well. He's got funding. Is Ben Carson for real? I think he means well, but I can't stand with a guy that wants to get rid of my right to keep and bear arms and a guy that wants to force me to take the jab or vaccines. Can't vote for him either. $9 computer raises $1 million on Kickstarter. $1 million ain't near enough. They need way more. But a $9 computer sounds awesome. It runs Linux. It's a small chip. Doesn't have a lot of peripherals or capabilities. It's just a streamlined chip, not even a case. Nevertheless, it could revolutionize simple tasks for computing. Pretty cool stuff. I wish them well. I hope it goes well. It's kind of an answer to the Raspberry Pi, which was about $35 a chip. Dropping the price by, what, 75% almost? That's getting somewhere. Time will tell what it'll do. I hope some listener to Liberty Roundtable Live can be an entrepreneur and find these $9 computer, and I hope they can make like a Liberty News Radio listening device out of it. Hey, you plug that sucker in, and out comes Liberty News Radio. Be awesome, wouldn't it? Michigan couple, they ended up naming son number 13. They were hoping for a girl. They say decision was a challenge, but they're grateful for a baker's dozen of boys. And they named the boy, and it's all good. And, you know, 13 children, what a blessing they are, huh? Good for that couple. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, brought to you in part by your scientifically backed vigor test. How would you like to have more energy in your day? How would you like to chart your progress to greater energy? How would you like to do it with natural health and healing solutions? Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn more. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. And ask him about his raw honey specials while you're at it. All right. I guess fans are livid. They were left furious after ABC. I guess they censored Mr. West's offensive language performance, full of the N-word, full of swear words and provocative prose, etc. I commend ABC for creating silence on the channel for his, in my opinion, polluted public airwaves delivery. And for once, ABC started to stand up. I wish they'd stand up more and take on Kanye West and say, hey, man, we're not doing your deal here. We're not promoting your racist, hostile, violent, foul agenda. We're not doing that. It's violent against people. It's violent against women. It's just crude. We're not doing it. It isn't a matter of censoring you, Kanye. You can do whatever you want, just not on our channel. You're not going to co-opt us into your filth. Got it? See, they ought to stand up and deliver, but at least they did something. Newly released documents indicate that, well, the key claim on Hillary emails is flat out not true, claims The Blaze and other news services. I guess Hillary said she only used one email address. Well, she got caught lying again. Emails prove otherwise. Student debt rises 325% in only 10 years. I'm going to say that again. Student debt raises 325% in 10 years. Student debt going through the roof. Is education a good thing? Yeah. But it all depends. How much debt can you go into and justify it, huh? That's the problem. You got to manage the debt. All right. Job growth. Twice as high in the red states. That's actually good news. Job growth twice as high in the red states. Why, you may ask? Well, because there's less regulation, less taxation, less abuse of the American people. So that's going on. Pro-life students win battle to form a pro-life club on campus. Yeah, the officials rejected it, but the students pushed and, well, they overturned and were successful. Now there's a pro-life club. That's good news. Jeb Bush also wants American citizens to show respect for illegal aliens. What Jeb Bush wants American citizens to show respect for illegal aliens. Sam Bushman wants illegal aliens to show respect for American citizens. I'm going to say it again. Sam Bushman wants illegal aliens to show respect for American citizens. Wow. I guess a family was horrified when 9 ducklings were killed with a lawnmower. Yeah, I guess that's a lawnmower bandit. It's kind of like the Chainsaw Massacre dude, huh? Wow. Spiders fall from the sky in Australia, leaving what enthusiasts call angel hair. That's a different kind of angel hair. I thought that was pasta, you know? Sheriff said, I'm glad the guy shot was white. The cops are afraid of blacks and the repercussions, and they're afraid to enforce the laws now. That was all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. That's a recap. News the networks refuse to use starts in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby on your radio. That was a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's available on your Roku player and at LibertyRoundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Cosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. And to those of you who heard us disappear for a second, somehow I had a little internet glitch. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, no internet, and then all of a sudden it came back. So thank heavens it came back. But, Kurt, I find that a sad tale to tell because there's a special day today. Do you know what day it is, Kurt? You better know this, Kurt.
Wednesday.
No, come on. It's a special day.
20th of May. Let's see. Special. Well, yeah. Wednesday's a special day. I mean, it's one of the top seven.
Oh, come on. Kurt, come on. Let's see. National Streaming Day, sir.
Of course it's National
Streaming Day. Yeah, May 20th is National Streaming Day.
Well, there you have it.
And people are celebrating all over. In fact, Roku, those folks are celebrating. They're giving everybody 10% off any player just for the special day.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's National Streaming Day, buddy. And what a day for the internet to go out for a couple of minutes. That isn't very helpful. Anyway, I just found that interesting. How do you designate a day for something, Kurt? In other words, how do you, make it official where it's, literally National Streaming Day? Of all days, how do you pick your day?
I think you just say that. You could call it tomorrow National, and fill in the blank day, and then you can say, hey, that's what it is, man.
Well, then we'll just make National Streaming Day officially National Liberty Roundtable Live Day, Kurt.
Yeah.
See, don't you think?
I think so.
We ought to have a day for the causes that we want. How about National Get Rid of Pro-Death Day?
Yeah.
What would you call that? National Pro-Life Day, Kurt?
Yeah, something like that.
National Save Babies from Murder Day?
Wow.
National Protect the Innocent Among Us Day? I mean, what? We could make all kinds of days. National Honest Money Day?
Yeah.
Man, we could National Shutdown Government School Day. I mean, we could have so many. We could put our agenda into all 365 days of the year, Kurt. Create a calendar. Hey, this is National Shutdown the BATF Day.
National.
You know what I mean? Everything could just be a national day for some cause we have, couldn't it, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking. Anyway, it is May 20th, National Streaming Day. So bust out, listen online, reject the old style yesteryear media. Roll with the new media taking center stage on National Streaming Day. How about that? All right, government schools, Kurt, are closing in Seattle. I guess they had to close down. It was horrible.
Yeah,
and
really
I guess what happened is thousands of teachers went on strike, Kurt. They waged a day-long strike, says Russia Today. What do you think about that?
Foreign press for the news.
Yeah. You want to know the best part about teachers going on strike?
Well, the kids get to stay home with their family.
Well, that's a pretty good thing for sure. But the other thing is that teachers aren't having sex with students if they're on strike, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
That's pretty good. I'm liking that.
They might even be home with their own husband or wife.
Whoa, imagine that. Now, Kurt, all I'm telling you is in Seattle, they're on strike. I just think what somebody ought to do, and whenever these groups strike. You know what they're striking for, don't you, Kurt?
Well, more money.
You can guess. Yes, sure. Sir. More money. Mm-hmm. There's not enough money in them government schools down there in Seattle.
No.
But what I find fascinating is whenever somebody goes on strike, I wish some organization would just have the guts to say, hey, you went on strike for a day and we just put you on strike forever.
Yeah, you're on strike.
You're just gone now because you don't not show up like that. You're fired if you do. It's unacceptable behavior. If you want to advocate for better wages, we can certainly sit down at the table and discuss that like intelligent human beings. But we're not going to just let thugs like you hold our children hostage or hold our business, whatever it is, hostage, while you play games and make a fool out of yourself publicly. We're not doing that. Okay, this isn't the communist nation. In the Communist Manifesto, they pit workers against the bosses and labor's at odds with, etc., and there's these big meltdowns, and the only solution then is government to come to the table and bring everybody together. Okay, this is all just hashed out of the communist playbook, Kurt. And you can say, Sam, don't workers have the right to get together and advocate for their cause? Of course they do. Sure, I'm not against that. I'm not against freedom. However, if I like the union because it's doing my bidding, then I can join the union. If I don't like the union because it's not doing what I want, then I can jettison the union, and I'm free to decide for myself. Because I have the right to work, and I should be able to dictate my own labor reality in my own life, right? I'm for that. But when you get these forced unions and forced dues that advocate politically for what you may even disagree with, you don't have the right to leave the union. You don't have the right to reject the funding or reject the agenda of the union. See, those forced unions are part of the Communist Manifesto. Now, if you're free to join and leave and that kind of thing, like the National Taxpayers Union, or the more perfect union, meaning America, then you know what? That's great. I'm all for that. Anyway, schools close in Seattle. They want more money because the government school teachers are striking. I think they ought to put them on permanent strike. Thousands of teachers, Kurt, marched through the streets of Seattle, Washington on Tuesday. Yeah, they want educational funding increased in the Pacific Northwest. There you have it. I just found it crazy. Not only that, what
I'll
kind of a
give
role
them a little suggestion to all those teachers. If you want more money, start your own private school. Participate in the American free enterprise system. Offer a good product or an exceptional product, and you'll have people breaking down or beating down your door, get your products.
All I know is what kind of an example are you as a teacher for your students if one day you're out there in the public all on strike, running around, and then you go in the classroom. And then your kid's like, hey, I don't like the way you're teaching today. We don't want to turn in our assignment. And you're like, you got to turn it in, Johnny. I'm going on strike, teach. I ain't doing it. See, where are we going to go with this kind of an idea? Okay, I get the funding crisis in education. In government education, there's always... can you tell me a time when there's not been a funding crisis in government education? Okay, you just can't do it. They're always in funding crisis, always, no matter how much money they spend. By the way, how much money do they spend per pupil in the government schools in Seattle right now? I bet it's upwards of $15,000 a year. Unsustainable, to say the least. And they're begging for more. All right, Kurt, 34 million cars... now recalled over the airbags. Did you see this? 34 million vehicles.
I didn't know the exact number, but I did see that they got the, company to cry uncle. And,
yeah. The company first would not even admit that it was happening. Now they admit it's serious. 34 million vehicles. You got to wait several days to know if your vehicle's on the list. It's the biggest, most massive recall in, vehicle history, Kurt? Never been bigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kurt, do you have any thoughts on this kind of thing? 34 million vehicles recalled over this?
Well, and some folks will use this to point out that, without government regulation and oversight, we would have, unsafe vehicles. And I would point out the fact that, apparently we've had some unsafe vehicles. Already, and how you would normally regulate this, when I say regulate, I'm talking about in the free enterprise system, is simply you would, do your homework and find out, hey, whose cars, were safer, and you would buy your car based on, what you heard from your neighbors. You wouldn't want airbags that blew up, so then you would think, the media would be doing its job, studying up which ones were better, et cetera. And
you might even in the free market, Kurt, decide to buy a car that doesn't have airbags. You might actually do that, and the cost of cars would be less expensive if airbags weren't forced into every vehicle by mandated government edict. We'll talk about that in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite news, the network's refuse to use talk station. Straight ahead. Hang tight.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared, be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event, children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is you might actually, if you had the free market where car companies could build vehicles without airbags, you might actually, Kurt, literally buy a vehicle intentionally, Kurt, that didn't have airbags at all. And you would say, well, Sam, that's crazy. I mean, come on. Don't you know that it's safer with airbags? And my response is, yeah, it's so safe they got a recall on 34 million vehicles. Now, I'm not saying that airbags never have a benefit, but I am saying oftentimes they're troubling. You don't believe me? Haven't you seen on these vehicles, they're like, hey, this car's got an airbag. Don't let your kid sit in the front seat. Because, man, if your kid sits in the front seat and that airbag goes off, it might just kill the little tyke, right? Yeah, you know, you can't kill the tyke. You got to put the kid in the back seat. Well, if you didn't have an airbag there, you wouldn't have to worry about killing the tyke with an airbag, would you? They're faulty. They go off when you don't want them to oftentimes. They add cost to vehicles big time. I mean, how much does it cost to add airbags to a car? Several hundred dollars at the least? The cost goes up, Kurt, I have a feeling, when it's mandated for every vehicle. So let's say that I'm an airbag manufacturer and I can create airbags for $300. But I know you can't even roll a car off the assembly line by government edict if you don't have an airbag. I might make those dudes $500, huh? And what are you going to do? Not include them? Good luck with that plan. They're mandated, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a great point.
Think about where we end up with that. And then the question about their safety. If 34 million vehicles need to be recalled, and if cars airbags aren't that great for little ones, and if they have all these problems, and if they jack the price of cars, at what point are they worth it, Kurt?
Yep.
I mean, literally, we did not have airbags in vehicles from what, the 1910 time frame forward, about till what, the late 70s, Kurt? Is that when airbags kind of started? Mid 70s? When did airbags become? I'm not saying they didn't have an airbag before that, and I'm not saying there was not a car before that, but I'm talking about in prominence where the average Joe has one. Anyway, all I'm saying is we need to think through some of these things, and I'm not convinced that airbags are all that they're cracked up to be in the first place. Could there be better technology brought to the table if airbags weren't mandated, Kurt? I mean, a lot of people aren't going to be thinking about ways to make you safe in your vehicle compared to airbags. If airbags are mandated, it's like, well, we've already, quote, solved that problem. Now who needs to build a better mousetrap, right? What I mean is it stifles innovation. There's all kinds of repercussions of that government involvement. And when I was looking at the Constitution, I didn't really see airbag nationally mandated anywhere. And
you couldn't find that.
No. So all I'm saying, I'm not saying that there's never any advantage to safety mechanisms being built into vehicles. I'm not saying there's no advantage ever. But at what cost? For who, when, where, how? And is it the government's role to mandate that? See, I don't think so. All right, Dateline Rand Paul. Rand Paul's in the news, and he asks a very serious question, huh, Kurt?
Rand Paul
says, hey, what happens when we topple secular dictators, huh?
Well, you know, and here his point, at least in my opinion, when you look at the things like the whole Iraq deal, everybody says, well, you know, we'd be a lot better off. We certainly wouldn't be better off with old Saddam in there still, Hussein. But,
Why are we saying we wouldn't be better off if Saddam was there? How do we know we wouldn't be better off, Kurt?
Yeah, that's the whole point, at least to me. I don't think you can know.
Well, here's what I do know.
And
when Saddam was there, Kurt, we didn't have ISIS on our borders.
Yeah.
Right? It's pretty hard for me to say that, you know, I'm not here to defend Saddam in any way. All I'm trying to say is I'm not so sure we can debate if it was better, when, and how, and what. I don't see the war on terror ratcheting down anytime soon. We just spent $612 billion on war this year alone. Gave the president a slush fund of $89 billion for an emergency war fund. I don't see that we're really better off in terms of peace. Do you, Kurt?
Nope. And I guess what sparked this whole thing just lately was, somebody asked old Jeb Bush, you know, what he would have done, compared to his brother. And I guess he stumbled about the answer, which, you know, I'm not really surprised. But anyway, he stumbled, they say, in trying to answer whether or not his brother made a mistake invading Iraq in 2003. Bush went on to say, well, he first said he would have done the same thing, then said it was a hypothetical question he couldn't answer. Then he said mistakes were made and he would not have done it. Now, in the NBC program called Meet the Press, I was like, man, do they still have that thing? But anyway, I guess they do. Rand Paul, that is, said he doesn't believe the world would be a better place if Saddam Hussein were still in charge in Iraq. You know, that would be very dangerous if he said that, you know, even though, in my opinion, I think you can't really tell, like you're saying, Sam.
You can say what you want to, Kurt. We can't debate what you say on how dangerous it is. I think half the things politicians say are incredibly dangerous.
Yep, but he noted when Hussein was toppled, we got chaos. We still have chaos in Iraq. I think it emboldened Iran, he said. I think we now have the rise of radical Islam in Iraq as well. So
In other words, he's saying what I'm saying. Hey, we got ISIS now, radical Islam going on now. It's almost like it's like the war on drugs. Every time you just try to crank on that, before you know it, there's more drugs everywhere. The war on terrorism, the more you push, it seems like there's just terrorism everywhere now. And all I'm telling you is I'm not so sure we're safer or better off at all. It's kind of like airbags, Kurt. Are we better off now that we mandated airbags in every vehicle? Just so you know, I looked it up. Airbags came to prominence in the mid-70s in the United States. Early 70s were kind of test bed scenarios. Mid-70s airbags rolled out when seatbelt use was incredibly low. Now that seatbelt use is on the rise, Kurt, the question is, are you better off with a seatbelt and an airbag? Are you better off with just an airbag and no seatbelt? Or are you better off with a seatbelt and no airbag? And at some point, you got to weigh the cost of vehicles along with the safety of vehicles. And then at some point, you know, you ought to have a choice. What if I were to be able to choose? I want a car with no seatbelt and no airbag, personally. Now, I'm a little bit kind of in jest on this thing in the sense that I'm just making a point. How many people are dead from airbags? All right. Looks like 1973 Oldsmobile was the first car with an airbag intended for sale to the public, okay? They say most cars today have driver's side airbags, and many have one on the passenger side. Yeah, now they got what's called an impact sensor. It's supposed to sensor the impact. I guess Don W. Patrick in 1952 is the first guy that did the airbag kind of deal. But you really got some questions to ask with some of this stuff. And I don't mean to go on for about airbags forever, but I'm saying when government gets itself involved in just so many issues, at some point you say, what's the value? And is it really a smart decision? And what would life be like without it? Do you think there wouldn't be any people on the planet if the government didn't mandate airbags in the early 70s, Kurt?
You know, I look back and over, well, that's a good point. I look back and over my lifetime, I mean, I grew up when, you know, you didn't even have to have a seatbelt. You certainly didn't have an airbag. You didn't, I mean, the only airbags we knew back then were politicians. But, you know, I mean, now you've got, you got little kids that got to be in certain size, you know, car seats. I'm thinking in the future what we're going to all have is we'll have like some kind of a body, you know, gear we have to put on in the car, maybe headgear.
Yeah, it'd be like a race car driver, buddy.
You know, I guess what'll really be safe is nobody will get to drive. They'll just have, you know, those unmanned cars driving around.
Yes, sir.
So that we're all safe. You
but
know?
I just wonder about that. In fact, I'll tell you this, though. If there's too many people on the planet and global warming is such a problem, maybe if they just got rid of airbags and seatbelts, then they can just kill off a number of us and it'd be okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they're always saying we got too many of us, and then they seem to try to force us to do all this to protect us.
But I want to answer Rand Paul's question. What happens when we topple secular dictators? The answer is we create a vacuum most times, and we end up with a worse leader than we had, Kurt.
Yeah.
That's what often happens.
I think you're right.
Federal government now has to return some cash. You see, this guy owned a convenience store, man. And he would basically roll to the bank at the end of the day, take the cash out of his till, he'd roll over, put it in the bank. And they said, hey, man, you're putting too much money in the bank. You're probably a terrorist. You're structuring money to get around the $10,000 government IRS mandated limit of how much money you can actually put in the bank. And so we're going to steal all your cash. They did. A lawsuit occurred, Kurt. And now you have the outcome?
Yeah, well, the bottom line is they say they're going to get the money back. Now, the money hasn't been returned, and the government's not really going to pay for the law fees and all that kind of stuff. But maybe there's hope.
All right, I want to sound off on this in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, straight ahead.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby on your radio. News the networks refuse to use continues. So what do you say about this, Kirk? The government has to give the money back. They were wrong. They had no right to take it from this store owner in the first place. They finally admit it. They say they're going to refund the money, but they won't pay legal fees. And a friend of mine always talks about we never get justice. And in this sense, I think there's truth to that. So you won, you got your money back. The government didn't steal it from you, but nevertheless, you don't have attorney fees paid. There's new laws on the books that require the government to pay back the attorney's fees, Kurt, which is good news. And I think that they need to push hard and obtain justice here. Not only do we need to get the legal fees paid for this poor victim of the belligerent, out-of-control government, not only do we need to get legal fees for that, but I think that somehow somebody ought to prosecute personally, criminally charge these people who took action into their own hands and violated government law. See, they always say, well, wait a minute, if somebody works for the government, they have kind of this, I don't know what you call it, infinite protection scenario, but it isn't true.
Immunity, they call it.
Yeah, immunity or whatever. Okay, I don't think that's true. When you act personally against the laws of our nation, at some point you lose your immunity. Somebody needs to find the right good lawyer and get on this and obtain real justice, Kurt.
That's a great point. You know, this thing, I guess, happened to a guy. A guy's name is Lyndon McClellan. He's the L&M Convenience Mart owner. And he just recently learned that the government has now decided to dismiss the case that lost him his money. You know, the IRS had seized $107,700 out of his account. And they did it because, hey,
let me just kind
like
of rephrase that. The IRS illegally seized.
Yeah, good point. They had seized this money because they said, hey, man, it looked like he was doing this, what do they call it, structuring.
Yes, which means you got a $10,000 limit from the IRS. If you put in that much money in the bank, then you got to fill out an IRS form claiming the money and the details and da da da. And what people do oftentimes is they put less money in that each time, or they put it in different make accounts or different scenarios in an effort to prevent from having to fill out those paperwork. And they call it structuring to avoid that. In this case, the guy wasn't structuring. He was just trying to live life, Kurt. And, yeah, you know, he gets cash business into his till at his store, and he just wanted to put it in the bank. What he should have done is kept it under his mattress, and then the government wouldn't have ever known.
Yeah, and, you know, and this is all coming to us from what's called the Daily Signal. It's a well, a news source across the pond, by the way. The guy, Mr. McClellan, he said, it's a relief to know that you're getting something back that's yours to start with. He said, I wanted the government to do what was right, and I felt what was right was for me to get my money back. I don't know where he gets this kind of odd idea of his money. But anyway, these documents, you know, basically showed that, you know, the federal government's going to drop their lawsuit. Their attorney for Mr. McClellan, he says, we're thrilled that the government has recognized that what they were doing to Lyndon was wrong and that they've dropped the attempt to forfeit Lyndon's money. This case, he said, went on to say, was a mistake and unconstitutional from the start, and we're just glad the government has recognized that. Now, they do say it could be months before the government returns the money, and I would agree with that. You know, the speedy trial thing just doesn't seem to be too speedy these days, does it, Sam?
No, but again, you know, we can say that we didn't get justice here, and to some degree that's true. We got to push harder. But at the same time, the fact that this guy actually didn't just cave, he didn't just shut up, he didn't just lose his money, he actually worked hard, found an attorney, fought, and won, is great. We just need more support and more people demanding that the IRS gets shut down over this. Where's Congress?
Yeah.
Look, if we just said to all 435 members of Congress, if you in the House don't flat out shut down the IRS by controlling the purse strings and refusing them a penny in the budget, I'm telling you, we're going to remove every one of you from office. All it'll do is take us one election cycle, and all 435 of you are gone. You better get it done, and you better get it done now. Furthermore, we're going to send in a little postcard to the IRS every single day saying that we want the IRS shut down, and there's going to be, you know, 200 million Americans doing this every single day, and we're going to demand this. If enough Americans really got involved with easy solutions that would just cost pennies, you could make this happen tomorrow, Kurt. You really could.
It's a great point, Sam, and I guess there's some rule, you know, in the government policies that require that the money that's seized and be kept in an interest-bearing account. By the way, the government wants to keep the interest. You know, the attorney says he's going to fight to ensure that he has his legal fees, expenses, and interest repaid. Now, you know, what about the whole, you know, pain and suffering kind of thing, Sam? Typically, you know, somebody gets something, you know, some kind of a lawsuit is agreed that they were, you know, hurt or whatever, damaged, then there's all that pain and suffering charge, right? I don't hear anything about that in this case. You know, who's going to be held accountable, like you say?
Well, there you have it. All right, moving right along, Arizona, Kurt. And they hate kids, don't they, Kurt, down there in Arizona?
Well, that's what they want to make you think from this news story, because what's happened, Sam, is they've got these huge expenses when it comes to, you know, paying for folks that don't work. And so the headline reads, facing a billion-dollar deficit, Arizona sharply limits welfare. Now, what I find interesting, I don't know if you read this whole story already, but I think if you ask the individuals in America, you know, how many, you know, how long is it that people can be on welfare before they have to go back to work? I think you'd be fine. I think you'd be surprised to know that Arizona is what they call, they've reduced the lifetime limit for welfare recipients to the shortest window in the nation. You know, what is that window? Well, 12 months. That's a whole year, basically, that folks can, you know, participate in the gravy train. Now, what I want to know, Sam, is, well, with this wonderful, you know, golden parachute or parachute that's available now, compared to when we didn't have the government offering all these helpful things, who did it then? Who helped people when they really needed help before the government offered up all these, charities from you and I, forced us to perform these acts of charity? Who did it before?
Well, there you have it. I don't really know what to say about this except for to say that I think that Arizona's courageous. Not that I don't want to care for people, but I don't think it's the government's responsibility. And I think that the reality of wherewithal from government, hey, government doesn't generate any wealth of any kind, Kurt. They don't have just unlimited funds to pass out as they dream they do or as they pretend they do. The fact is the state's going to have to take drastic action or go bankrupt over this, Kurt.
You know, and it's kind of interesting when you read through the story, you find out, it says Arizona's welfare is entirely federally funded through the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, but that money comes in a block grant. Now, the Republicans, they say, want to use it instead for agencies such as the state's Department of Child Safety. But, you know, from the headline, you think, hey, man, Arizona's got to cut back because they can't afford it. Well, what you find out is this money's coming from the, what, $18 trillion in the whole federal government? You know, the guys who have lots of money to throw around send that money to Arizona, and then they're supposed to just kind of spread it out as they see fit. But what a mess, huh, Sam?
I hear that, but I have some good news, Kurt, and just to kind of change the subject slightly.
Yeah.
You know the film 50 Shades of Grey, Kurt. We don't like to talk about it because it just gets to be too sexual in a hurry. Nevertheless, I'm bringing this up for a reason. I don't bring up sex stories to talk about the sex. I bring the stories up to usually reject this idea that it's a free-for-all or that, you know, anybody can do whatever they want to. And I usually discuss that in the point that God has laws. And sex is a wonderful thing if put in the proper scenario that's between husband and wife that God has endorsed and given his blessing to. And anything outside of that, Kurt, will heap trouble faster than we can imagine on individuals and families and society at large. Well, the reason I'm bringing up the 50 Shades of Grey story now, Kurt, is feminists are starting to speak out against it. And I asked right when 50 Shades of Grey came out, where are these feminists? You know, in this 50 Shades of Grey, it's this abusive relationship. This man's just this sex animal, and this woman just must, quote, submit by choice. Where are all the feminists to reject this narrative? And they weren't standing up, Kurt, and I was quite disappointed, but, you know, you could expect them not to. But in this case, there's a headline that says, the film 50 Shades of Grey is a huge leap backwards for the feminine movement, and here's why. So now the feminists are telling you that it's a huge leap back for their movement, and they go in and explain why, and they say, because men need to have sexual impulse control. They need to, you know, this guy in the movie over and over just says, hey, I do all this stuff sexually, and that's who I am, and this narrative that men can't control themselves has got to be stopped, and that women should always be submissive, even to the point of abuse, that's got to be stopped. And so the feminists now are saying, hey, this movie's a step back for feminists. I couldn't agree more, Kurt. I don't know that I've ever agreed with a feminist, but in this case, they're right. Got to give them a kudos. Crazy, huh?
Very good, Sam. Mm-hmm.
I also have another good news piece about sex, but you got to wait till next hour to hear it. How's that? I know. Okey-doke. It's not going to be salacious. That's not what we do here. Got it? All right. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can restore America. You're going to help? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.